وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you. آمين. الحمد لله. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, I came across something interesting about the intelligence and the wittiness of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and I thought I'll share it with you this morning. So one day a person came to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and he was planning to ask him such a question that would take Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu a long time to answer, and because of that his Maghrib prayers would be delayed. So he asked, he says, Ya Ali, everyone says you are knowledgeable, then tell me which animal lays eggs and which animals give birth to the young ones. So based on this, he was going to try and get the Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an to enumerate the various animals, and you can imagine how long that would take. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu looked back at him and he smiled and he said, the animals with their ears outside their body give birth to their young ones, and the animals with their ears inside their body lay eggs. And this has been mentioned in one of the kitabs that is known as Makhzani Akhlaq. So we'll just have to go through that, but it's a very, very witty answer by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Similarly, there was another incident which took place that a person, you know, before his death, he was writing his will, and it went as follows. He says, I have 17 camels and I have 3 sons. So divide my camels in such a way that my eldest son gets half of them. The second one gets 1/3 of the total, and my youngest son gets 1/9 of the total of the camels. So our young ones who are listening, they can just get this mathematical calculation. You see, the person left behind 17, he says he's got 17 camels and 3 sons, and he wants to divide them in such a way that the eldest son gets half of them, the second one gets 1/3 of them, and the youngest one gets 1/9 of the total number of camels. So after his death, when the relatives read his will, they got extremely perplexed and they said to each other, how can we divide 17 camels like that? So after a long thought, they decided there's only one person, you know, in the whole of Arabia who could help them. And he was Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala an. So they all came to the door of Ali radiallahu ta'ala an and put forward their problem. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said, okay, I will divide the camels as per the man's will. Now, probably in a case like this here, When a question is asked regarding the distribution, it could possibly have been a non-Muslim, and the decree is given now, as to how we'll do the distribution. For Muslims, there is a set manner in which the inheritance is distributed and divided amongst the various heirs, and it is one facet of ilm that has been grossly forgotten. And there are many people who do not distribute their wills, according to the Sharia. They do not write out their wills and execute their wills according to the Sharia. So they should take heed of that. But nevertheless, now let's see how was this problem solved by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. So he said, well, you have 17 camels, right? So I will lend one of my camels to the total, which makes it 18. Now let's divide it as per his will. So the eldest one gets half of 18, which is equal to 9 camels. The second one gets 1/3 of 18, which is equal to 6. So 9 and 6 is 15. And the youngest gets 1/9 of 18, which is 2. So that makes 9 and 6 is 15 plus 2 equals 17. Then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, now I will take my camel back. And this shows what a genius Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in his time. So it's an amazing story, there's some great quotes that we should take heed of. And I came across them and I said that I'm just going to share it with all our listeners. And inshallah, it can have an impact on our lives. The noblest speech is the invocation of Allah. I came across a little story the other day when the teacher in the class addressed his children in his class. And he said, children, we've got a new library on our school premises. So I want each one of you to check at home. You may have some books that are lying around which are not read. Can you please bring those books so that it can be donated to the library? So when the children came the next morning, he addressed them and he asked them, he says, good morning, class. And they all replied. And then he said, I had made a request yesterday for you to bring along some books. So he looked at the book that the first boy had brought, and it turned out to be the Noble Quran. And he looked at the second boy, and that boy also took out the Quran. Then he walked a little bit further back into the class, and he saw this boy, and he says, let me see what book you've brought along. And that was also the Noble Quran. So the teacher says, it seems like all of you have brought the Quran. What is this here now? So they say, sir, you made a request yesterday that we must bring such books from our houses which are not read. And these are the books that we are bringing. So young, innocent children also understood the fact that the Quran Majid is the book, is the kitab, the uncreated kalam and speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is not recited in their homes, and that is why they brought it along. So it's a great lesson for us. No one should go in his life for a single day without reciting the Noble Quran. So the noble speech is the invocation of Allah. The finest of the narratives is the Quran Majid. The best of affairs is that which has been firmly resolved upon. The worst of things, شر الأمور محدثاتها, is innovation in the religion. We know that when the ayah was revealed, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا, this day I have completed your religion for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I have fulfilled my favor upon you, and I have chosen for you Islam as your deen. So when something is complete, there is no way you can make it more complete by adding to that to the basics and the important aspects of that religion. So the worst of things is innovation in the religion. وَخَيْرُ الْهَدْيَ هَدْيُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ The best of ways is the way of our Prophet Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ We must learn to emulate the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Karim صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ The greatest blindness is going astray after guidance. Always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He keeps us steadfast on our iman, a life of iman and death on iman. The worst apology is that which is made at the point of death. It's too late at that particular time. So that's the worst apology. The worst regret is that which will be felt on the day of resurrection. When a person will regret that, why didn't I do this and why didn't I do that? In fact, that is the worst regret because he cannot not get back into the world to cover up for what he had lost. One of the greatest sins is having a false tongue. And you must remember that the tongue makes an affirmation of faith, believing in the oneness of Allah, the prophethood, and the final risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to make this tongue false, you know, is something that is despised. It's one of the one. It's a great sin. The best provision is piety. We must try and inculcate piety in our lives. It is so often spoken about in the Noble Quran. It is such a high level that a person must try and attain, you know, taqwa and piety. The highest philosophy is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. The best thing to be respected in the heart is firm belief. The worst food to devour is the property of the orphan. Many a times we hear that there have been orphans and their rights and their dues, you know, have been taken by others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives very, very stern warnings in the Noble Quran for people who usurp the rights of the orphan. إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا You know, they are eating in their bellies the fire of Jahannam. Blessed is he who receives admonition from others. You know, when you learn from others and somebody admonishes you, then you must treat that as a blessing because he's caring for your goodwill. He who represses anger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him. والكاظمين الغيظ. Hazrat Mawlana Masrur rahmatullah alayhi would tell us, he says, what is impermissible, you know, and to swallow it, there's a reward for it. And he says there's ghussa and anger. So there are different stages of anger, but anger for the nafs we are talking about here. So he who is patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doubles his patience. He who disobeys Allah ta'ala will punish him. Wailing for the deceased is an act of ignorance. You know, there are places in the world where they invite people to cry for the deceased person and sing his praises and wail. So this is an act of jahiliyyah. And an evil poetry comes from shaitan and the devil. So these were just a few important messages to our listeners. And inshallah, al-Aziz, you know, whatever good we pick up, we must try and make amal on it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this life and this life is a life for amal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.